It is Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. He's back with me here on WBEN. Joe, it's, you know, missed you.
Oh, I missed you too, Brian. It's great to be back. The studio is just as cold as it was when I left yesterday, so glad that we're starting on the same note.
Yeah, you got it. All right, Joe.
And here it is.
Oh!
Norman?
Gentlemen, start your taps.
Norm from Cheers passes away.
When George Wendt, a.k.a. Norm Peterson, walked into the bar at Cheers, everyone loved to see him.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Norm!
The show aired from 1982 to 1993.
Sometimes you wanna go.
And the role earned Peterson 6 consecutive Primetime Emmy Award nominations.
Norm,
my nipples, it's freezing out there.
The Chicago native is also the uncle of actor Jason Sudeikis. Wendt's family says he died peacefully in his sleep at home. George Wendt was 76. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Sad news.
R.I.P.
To hear the passing of Norm from Cheers. George Wendt passed away yesterday. Everyone knew him as Norm.
Yeah. I mean, he was on an episode of Seinfeld as George Wendt. And he was on The Tonight Show talking about Cheers.
He was on, I think, multiple different shows.
Yeah. Frasier.
Commercials. Everything else as Norm.
Yeah.
You know, if not explicitly, he's playing the same character.
Well, it's funny. So he was a villain in a 95 Columbo, but guess where most of that was? He was sitting at a bar. Now, he was not supposed to be Norm, but it was it was so fitting. Yeah, he killed his brother and then tried to say
Norm would never do that.
Right. And tried to say it was the mob. But for a lot, even when Columbo comes and finally gets him, he's at a bar. I was like, that is so fitting. They must have said, hey, this guy, George Wendt, needs to be as close to Norm in this show, even though he's a villain, as possible.
So Norm is, I mean, he's just one of those characters. Like, and Norm and Cliff sat next to each other, but it was always Norm.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he stole the show.
Yeah. When he...
He's the one who walked through the door.
When he walked through the door, it was about him.
Norm.
Yep.
It wasn't Cliff.
No.
Never happened.
It was Norm.
It was Norm. I was thinking about that. Is he, so you take like all the sitcoms, you know, popular TV shows in the past, might not even have to be a sitcom, but usually we think about like comedies like this. Is that the number one secondary character? Because he's not a main character on the show.
Right.
He wasn't even maybe top two ever, right? It was Sam and Diane and then Sam and Christy Alley.
Right.
Who was she on the show? She's dead?
Christy Alley, yeah.
When did
10 years.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's been close to 10 years, yeah.
Oh. Sorry to hear.
Yeah. By 10 years, I mean 3 years.
Yeah. Well, that's even worse that I don't know. It happened more recently. I didn't know that. But he was never the main character on the show.
No.
Secondary character.
He was, because he was in every show. Right.
He was there.
Yep.
Not the main guy. Is he the best secondary character in TV of all time? Who is that number one? Because to me, he's up there. I don't know if he's number one in that secondary role, a non-lead character in a show. But there are some that I think of that are great characters.
Yeah.
They all seem to have one thing in common. Now, I would put Norm up there. I would also put, but I don't think he's number one. Number one for me would have to be Dwight.
Ah. Yes.
Dwight from The Office, like that in terms of he's not the main character. He might not even, you know, maybe he's top three, but maybe not. Not in most seasons. He's not like part of the main story. He's not Michael Scott. He's Dwight. He's a secondary character, but the show can't happen. The show is not the show without him.
Did he stay? Was he there for the final seasons?
He was there through the end.
Okay.
So he was, he's all, and you see him now anywhere. I mean, even he's doing a commercial. I don't know if it's like a pillow or something. He's Dwight in the commercial, right? Like you can't separate him.
It's kind of
from
career suicide.
You, I, if I'm like thinking, what would Joe say? I would say Joe would say Kramer.
I was going to say George Costanza or Kramer. I mean, they kind of both are on the same show.
Yeah, they kind of both work. Yeah. Now, that might, you know, Jerry's the main character, or are they all the main character? Like that.
That was my question. What's the criteria here?
So that's like a, but like Kramer to me, if there's one of the main, like, he is kind of the secondary to, of the four.
Yeah, it's Jerry, George, Elaine, Kramer.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree.
So I think he fits as that secondary character.
Yeah. I think Kramer, if we're going to call him a secondary character, is right up there. Because I think part of this, Brian, is you said Dwight, right? I don't mm-hmm. watch The Office, but I know Dwight.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you didn't watch Cheers, I guess you have to be our age or older. If you didn't watch Cheers, you know Norm. You see George Went, you know that guy's from that show Cheers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah, so I would say that's, for me, that's part of the criteria. You don't have to watch Seinfeld to have known who Kramer was.
You go back even further. Some people say, oh, what's the greatest character in sitcom history? Some people would say Archie Bunker. Now, he doesn't fit in for this because he's the main character.
Right.
But secondary character on that show could be what? Meathead.
Right, Rob Reiner.
A lot of people would say, you know, he's didn't steal the show. But the show couldn't work the same without him, for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly.
A great secondary character. What do they all have in common?
They're goofy?
Well, they're on a sitcom, so.
Yeah.
Norm, Dwight, Kramer, Meathead. One name.
Oh, yeah.
One word. One word, yes. And you know exactly, you don't need anything else.
Yeah.
It's like Madonna. Like, the great secondary, like, you know that person. One word. Boom. You know, I know exactly who that is. Now, they had last names. They had other things. That, on The Simpsons, Barney.
Yeah.
Barney. Mo. You know, maybe there's a million of these secondary characters you could...
The Simpsons have been around for a while.
pick from. But, like, you know them by one name. Like, I think that's kind of key. If you are a character on a show and you just... You can say that one name and instantly everyone has yep. an image in their head of exactly what they mean. And that works, you know, like you were just saying, Joe, in any conversation. It's not just like you're talking about the show and you bring up the one person. I mean, you could be talking about anything and you mention Kramer, you mention Norm, you mention Dwight, you know, you mention any of these guys. People know exactly who you're talking about. They can picture that in their head without them being... the focal point of everything.
But it's funny because, you know, these characters, the show can't work without them, right? But they can't work without the show. You notice anyone that we mentioned, they never try to spin off of them, right? Frasier was so far removed secondary, he worked out great. Norm wouldn't have been a good spinoff, in my opinion.
They did try a spinoff of Dwight.
Oh, they did?
But it was like an Office episode. If I'm remembering this correctly, I'm pretty sure it was in the last season.
Oh, okay.
There were two episodes in the last season that were supposed to be like the test run. And as I'm saying this, you know how there's some things that you, like, live in your mind that never happened?
Right.
I could be completely making this up. I don't think I am. I'm pretty sure in the last season there are two Dwight and Dwight-centric episodes that they were thinking spinoff. Joey, Friends.
Did not work.
I think it lasted a few seasons.
Did it?
Wow. I think so.
My memory sucks.
But there's one name.
Yeah, Joey.
And, you know, he's not the main character.
No.
I don't think.
No.
It's an ensemble, but is he the main character?
No.
Jennifer Aniston.
Joey and Chandler were secondary characters.
But, yeah, like, to your point, it works within the show.
Right.
On their own, I don't know. I don't know if I want them as a main character.
That Dwight thing, though, that could be accurate. They, you know, they tried that with Matlock. If you watch Matlock back now, there's a show that makes no sense because Andy Griffith is only in the beginning. It was supposed to be something to branch off the show, but it didn't work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were just like, you know, we tried it.
But we kept it in syndication anyway.
We tried it, and, you know, at the end of the day, it just ended up being a really bad episode.
Well,
no one has to know what we were trying.
It ruined the Michael Richards show. If you remember when Seinfeld went off the air, everyone got a show, right? And they tried with the Michael Richards show. He was a detective. He was supposed to be a Kramer. It was supposed to be like Columbo. The first two episodes sucked. It's like, hey, be more like Kramer. So they did, and it went off the air two episodes later.
Yeah. Because you can't have Detective Kramer.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's what it ends up being.
It just didn't work.
It doesn't work.
No.
I mean, it works with Sesame Street. We were talking about that earlier.
Yes.
Elmo was a nobody. I mean, I've got these old Sesame Street books. He's not even in there.
No.
Not part of the ensemble or whatever. Now it's like the Elmo show.
Everything's Elmo. You know, I was a big Cookie Monster kid when I when I grew up.
Who wasn't?
And, you know, C is for Cookie. It's good enough for me. But now, no matter what, it's Elmo and. Like, my son has that thing where you put the stories in and it projects the book on the wall. Everything. Even if it's the Cookie Monster story, it's more Elmo than Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
Everything is Elmo. It's the Elmo show. And like I said, I guarantee my son doesn't even know who Big Bird is.
Like that, when you said that, that's amazing to me. He was Sesame Street.
We have my son's birthday this weekend, and we have all the Sesame Street stuff. Very little Big Bird. Very difficult to find Big Bird.
Oh, yeah. Elmo, everything.
Yeah.
Top Sesame Street characters.
Oscar the Grouch.
Number one for you?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Love Oscar.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Always like Snuffy.
Oh, yeah. I have a Christmas ornament with him on it.
Big Dope.
Yeah. You never see him.
Look very comfortable.
I've seen him. He was in the Seasons episode that my son's obsessed with
right now. Well, no one ever sees him.
Yeah, that's true.
there's a reason for that, yeah. Joe. No one ever saw him.
But, you know, am I crazy? Weren't the Muppets on Sesame Street at one point? Weren't there episodes with Kermit the Frog? Or am I just, like, marrying things in my head that...
Oh, I'm sure Kermit's been on Sesame Street.
Okay.
For, 100%.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I have images of him on Sesame Street with Big Bird, but maybe I'm marrying two things that I watched as a kid. I don't know.
No, he's definitely been on. I don't know about any other Muppets, but Kermit the Frog has been on Sesame Street.
But can I tell you, I think this Netflix Sesame Street thing spells trouble. All right? Because
for who?
For parents. And let me tell you why. So my son's long... There's no more Miss Rachel on in the house, right? But there is a episode of Sesame Street now. I guess it's before Netflix. I shouldn't blame Netflix. And she's now in, and now I'm hearing her voice again. I go, no, we're not going back. You know, I'm not the Democrats. We're moving forward. We're not going back. But now Netflix, Sesame Street, they also have Miss Rachel. I'm like, this is the collab I do not want.
Yeah. We've done a total reset in my house.
Good.
Or done. It's underway.
Okay.
Total reset in the house. It got to be too much. TV now, if you have kids, is just... I mean, TV used to be harmless.
Yeah.
You know, for everyone to always say, oh, you watch too much TV, you know, like it's going to ruin your brain. Like, generally speaking, it was harmless. TV now maybe it's just I'm my parents' age and like, you know, it's snowball. But no, I'm convinced TV now is, no, not harmless. Because of the way it's set up. Netflix, Peacock, YouTube, you know, pick your whatever.
Pick your poison.
That you have so many different things to choose from. And what we find my son doing is like, all right, you can watch a movie on TV or whatever. You'd just be scrolling through and then watching 5 minutes of something and then switching it over to something else. Now, these things... harmless TV shows like Magic School Bus or, right. You know, whatever
Miss
it would
Frizzle.
Be. Yeah. But the switching constantly, no, we're not doing that. That's bad. Like, you need to have the attention span. You need to sit down and you watch something that is at least 30 minutes long.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Right.
There's a story.
Sesame Street's an hour long.
You watch it from start to finish. Yeah. You figure out what's going on. You pay attention to the characters. It keeps your attention.
Yeah, the letter... and the number of the day.
None of this back and forth. It can't happen. So now we're on a total reset.
I like it.
No, there's no TV, period, during the week, which is like, this is part of the new reset. And then when it does go on, you are limited to the one thing that you have to choose before it goes on.
Yeah, we're not to that. I mean, the one problem my son is... he got a hold of our phones, and he likes the YouTube stories. I mean, it's the kid YouTube app, obviously. I'm not putting him on my YouTube algorithm. You're right. I mean, it's 10-second things, and he's flipping. Like, no. We can't do that. I will have to say, I can't believe I'm saying this. This is going to make me sound like an awful parent. My son didn't want to watch TV last night. I get home from work, right? he wanted to be outside. Now, it was cold outside, you know, but you know, we have his water table set up. The pool's already set up at our place. And he wanted to be outside. I'm like, buddy, it's too cold. Like, I was pushing him away. But I'm kind of happy that instead of watching, he wanted to be outside until bedtime. So we compromised. I put him in, we hung out in the garage. So it was like being outside, but you know,
drinking beers.
It was, yeah, but it was cold. So you know, I put his little basketball hoop in the garage. I said, "We can play basketball in here, but it's cold out there. I don't want you to get sick."
Oh, it wasn't that bad. I was hot in my backyard.
At 6 o'clock, though, I didn't have the where we're positioned. We didn't have the
by 6 o'clock at baseball practice. My hoop was up.
Yeah, we didn't have the sun in the right position at my place.
As soon as that sun went away, it got pretty cool. My son rode his bike yesterday to t-ball practice with me, you know, going behind. I go, yeah, like, all right, ride your bike, just, you know, keep me in mind, don't go too far ahead. That's the rule. Like, you can't go too far ahead. I've got to be able to see
you. I thought you were telling him that he was on his own and you were behind him.
Well,
incognito.
Well, no, I'm like catching up to him. So he stops at a corner, he's waiting for me, and it's like, Dad, what's, you know, come on, I thought you were right with me. Now I'm in this walking boot still with my broken foot.
That's right, yeah.
I'm like, buddy, you're on a bike.
I have a broken foot.
Give me a break here, just a little bit. You know, you're going to be a little bit faster than me.
I thought you meant you told him he was on his own, and then you like were driving behind him without him knowing. My mom did that.
Oh, no, well, no.
When we lived in Hornell, in third grade, hey, you can walk to school now, but make sure you take the tunnel under the railroad tracks, right? But I thought I was cool. So I walked on the railroad tracks,
yeah,
and my mom was following me. And
stand by me.
I was not able to walk to school for a few weeks.
It didn't work
I had to get driven home because it was right after a kid had gotten hit by a train in Hornell, so that was the big news.
Yeah.
And so I thought I'd look cool if I crossed the tracks, you know, third grade mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom was none too pleased.
Well, if you have, you know, Norm as your favorite or somebody else you think might be even better, that secondary character who you love might be your all-time favorite, let us know. 803-0930. We've got much more coming up when we come back. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Cargo pants.
I never pictured you as a bugle boy.
Bugle boy, yeah. I was a big... I'll tell you this. I know we've had this discussion.
Yeah.
If I could bring back cargo pants, like my wife would let me wear cargo pants, I'd wear them every day.
Why? I think they are back.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they are.
I've been told I look ridiculous if I put cargo pants on.
Joe, you know what you say back to her? You go, I look ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, chances are. Like, of all the things to put your foot down on that I've seen you come through these doors with, cargo pants is
I know.
Not... near. It's not even close to being on the list.
Yeah.
Much less up there. You could do that.
Maybe after football season.
That's cargo shorts. I was wearing my cargo shorts yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to get some cargo shorts.
They're in there.
I used to have, and I think this was a Bugle Boy purchase, the cargo pants that turned into cargo shorts. Loved those.
That was a big turn of the century.
Yes.
I don't think that's in.
No, but... But
the cargo pants,
cheap Joe Beamer would love to get a 2-for-1.
The turn of the century stuff, it's been now 25 years. It's all back in style.
Right.
The early 2000s, like the cargo pants look, Abercrombie's coming back, baggy stuff. Like,
not
it's
overly
all...
baggy, though. Not as baggy as we were in 2000.
Who are you? Right? Like, because, like, not like JNCO jeans baggy, but...
No, but I'm saying, like, I watched the New York Knicks are playing. They're not wearing the shorts that were in the NBA in 2000. They're not that baggy.
No, but here's the thing about fashion, Joe. Like, that's, you don't judge what you wear on the street by what they're wearing as a uniform in a sports game.
But they did have baggier shorts in the 2000 in the games, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I think, like, right now, you're in the transition. They're both in.
Yeah.
I see people in the JFKs. And you got, like, the baggy coming around.
Yeah. Okay.
Pants have, like, turned now to more baggy.
Yeah, see, I'm not a big fan of the baggy. I like the tighter pants. I just want them to be cargo.
Tight cargo pants?
Yes.
I don't think those exist.
I don't want so loose that I can fit another leg in there like I could in 2000. I'm saying somewhere in the middle of when we were everyone was wearing skinny pants in 2000. I think there's a nice middle there.
Yeah.
Where we can put the cargo
pants. Normal pants that fit.
Yeah, which haven't been in style for decades.
They're always in style.
Mm.
You always look normal. You don't.
Our pants have gotten tighter. I'm or people have gotten bigger. One or the other.
Both. That's but definitely both.
Yeah, you're right.
Pants have definitely gotten tighter.
Yeah.
But also now, like, the baggy's back. So it's going to go the other way. You don't chase the trend. You just.
No. I'm 37. I'm not. I'm wearing what I want to wear. And you know what? I'm not. As much as I'd like to break out the cargo pants, I'm not gonna upset my wife over it. I have enough to upset her when it comes to football season. We'll let the pants stay.
I just can't imagine you wearing cargo pants and then her being like, no turnaround, then you coming back out wearing something that's like.
To be fair, I've never like, I've never said, hey, I'm gonna buy these. She's just said, cargo, that's ridiculous. Why would you go back to that? That's all. It's not like it hasn't been a point of contention.
Cargo's the thing. I mean, there's a reason why they're all over. People buy them.
Yeah.
They're all over the stores. Most shorts are cargo shorts, aren't they? That people wear? That guys wear.
Hmm.
If you see a guy wearing a pair of shorts, that's not a swimsuit. I feel like a majority are cargo shorts.
Yeah. I like the drawstring shorts. That's the phase I'm in right now.
Isn't that...
No, like non-bathing suit shorts.
Okay.
Like shorts that if you wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like they're regular material shorts, but they have the strings at top.
Yeah. I thought you don't need those anymore, though. I thought you'd be back.
Well.
Awaken one, you'd be back to the button.
Yes, Brian. As much as I love being able to go back and wear the stuff I haven't for 3 years, I am still wearing the stuff that I bought last year. That's why the drawstrings are important. And the belt. Oh, my gosh. So we're at on last Saturday, we were at a park for another child's party, and I did not put a belt on. And this was a pair of shorts from a year ago. Embarrassing. I'm holding up my pants the entire time because I forgot to put a belt on, and they were so loose on me. I'd be like running after my son, and if I hadn't caught my pants, they would have fallen off me. And I'm not even exaggerating. You could ask anyone that was there. I'm holding on to my pants the entire time because I forgot to put a belt on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am still wearing the Fat Joe shorts because, hey, I got to get more than one summer out of them.
I'm just picturing you chasing after someone and tripping over pants. It's a funny image. All right. We talked, if you were listening just before Joe joined me in here, a little bit about the meeting that was held last night in Hamburg talking about new development around the stadium where town of Hamburg council members, we spoke with Elizabeth Farrell Lorenz, and she was the one who organized this meeting. She joined us at a little before 9 this morning. If you missed that, it's on demand, WBEN.com. Talked about what the meeting was aiming to do. Hearing from residents what they envision for the area outside of the new Bills Stadium when they talk about zoning and what might change there. They're looking at the McKinley Mall corridor. Channel 7 had a story on this, and I do love some of the responses they got from residents. Joe, this is a great one. Comparing it to areas like, again, which I hate the comparison of other, us to other cities. If you compare us to Cleveland or Pittsburgh, we're so much smaller. Like, it's, I know in our heads we're the same city. We're not at all.
No, but there was a time. That time is not now.
The time is not when any of us were alive either. Right? Anyone who was at this meeting, I'm looking at their faces, like, probably not. But I love this quote. This was from Judy, who's a Hamburg resident, talking about, drawing a national crowd to the area. She says, the only thing I can think of is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. People go there year-round to see it. Why don't we make something like that? Not a Hall of Fame, or maybe even a Hall of Fame of football. Yeah, Judy, if someone would only think about that, wouldn't that be great, a Hall of Fame of football?
Hmm.
If we could have one of those.
Is there one of those?
I don't know.
It's a great idea.
Or a museum or something that brings national people in. I would like something different and exciting to come out of it, like they did in Green Bay or Cleveland. Look, I get what's going on here, and I, too, want Hamburg and the areas around the stadium to capitalize on having such a major attraction right there. I think if you build something up, there will be people regionally who will go there. I mean, think about like a place like Erie, Pennsylvania, Joe.
Yeah, cheap.
We've gone to Erie, Pennsylvania for a family trip. Their zoo is tremendous.
They have alligators.
They got a lot of things.
Yeah.
We didn't go to the water park, but you can go stay at the indoor water park if you want to. And you know, there's a couple other things to do by the water. It's not some crazy national attraction.
No.
But
regionally,
you can draw someone from 2 to 3 hours away to spend a weekend there.
Yes.
I don't think there's any reason that we can't shoot for something like that in Buffalo, or in this case, by the football stadium. There's enough interest, enough people who like football, and their interest in football doesn't stop when the season stops, to say that you can have something centered around being at the stadium even if there's not a game. I don't think that's the craziest thing in the world.
Well, I
only like water slides so much. We still went.
Yeah.
You know, wants to go to Erie and stay at the water park.
Yeah, I mean, and look how it, I mean, Erie's also so well positioned between three cities. But that's, we'll talk about Erie another day, Brian. The thing is, you do need that, we were talking about secondary characters, you need that secondary attraction. Because the stadium is in Orchard Park and not downtown. And I talked about this on Monday about, you know, infrastructure, Buffalo, the city of Buffalo having the long vision. Anyway, that's water under the bridge now. I also, you know, I mean, there were talks about the casino, the mall being eyed for a casino, something like that. I know gambling, we talked about last week, but something that would bring people to that area even when the Bills aren't playing, I think is a great idea. The problem is, what is that idea that would be different, that wouldn't be an hour away, a different direction? Does that make sense?
I get that.
The water park is a great idea, but you're limiting who would be there because there's one in Erie. You get what I'm saying? But something like that, I think, is a good idea.
Yeah. The problem I have with this, so this meeting was held last night. There's another meeting that will come up. There's no date yet set for whenever that second meeting will happen. And you're talking about these ideas, you know, what's a great idea to bring people in? I'm kind of sick of all the ideas.
Well,
because
they don't go anywhere.
Well, this meeting is happening, and, you know, again, I understand why you'd want to have it happen. I understand you want to get the discussion going, like you want to push for this development. But whether you are a council member in Hamburg or you're one of these residents and whatever, you're Judy here talking about a football Hall of Fame, great idea, by the way. I would put like Jim Kelly, Bruce Smith, Andre Reed, Thurman Thomas, they'd all be in mind.
You know what else I do? I'd put a field behind the Hall of
Fame.
Play
games there.
Maybe play like a preseason game there.
All great stuff. At the end of the day, what does it do? Joe, it's, you know, almost the same as you and I sitting here right now. We could talk about all these great ideas. Yeah. I've got, you know, a million great ideas. At the end of the day,
I got no account.
You got
to back
two
it up.
Broke bums spitballing. Oh yeah, that would be great. Like, what happened? What's accomplished?
Right.
Nothing. I'm kind of sick of this whole idea fit, and it's really not that different from. So this meeting was last night. Tonight at the University of Buffalo North Campus, it's going to be a Citizens for Regional Transit meeting. Again, no offense to these people. They're trying to, in their way, you know, do what they think will provide a service to the community. Talking about the extended rail line, and you heard we talked with Doug Funke, and he's not just talking about what has been, I don't even know if it's on the table, but the thing that's been most discussed and looked at, extending the rail line north, but he's talking about a metro rail expansion south of Buffalo, and then the rapid transit line on Bailey Avenue, which I thought was interesting. You know, we talked about bus rapid transit. It doesn't work that much. But here we're putting it on Bailey Avenue. It's, you know, whatever. Talk. We've been talking about what we want on the 198 for forever. And we've been talking about, and the state said, well, you know, we're going to spend this money somewhere else, because until you come up with something that's actually going to be done and everyone agrees on it, we're not doing anything. When do we ever move past talking in Western New York to actually get something done?
One thing I can remember in the last decade, it's the stadium.
Yeah.
We moved past it because it was a necessity. The thing that upsets me about the, and I know you and I have talked about the rail line, is as much as I believe that Buffalo should have an extended rail line, and I know we've debated this back and forth, those are conversations that should have been going on before our lifetime, Brian. Like, the city, the area is half the size it was when the rail line should have been expanded. That's what upsets me more than anything, is you're having these conversations that would have made sense for a 300,000, 400,000 mm-hmm. Person city. It doesn't really now, when people are leaving the area. I know some are coming back, but it's not, the conversations we're having are for a city that's five times the size it is now.
The rail line to me is a great idea if you say, hey, like, we've talked to all the students, and if we put this rail line and gave everyone a card to, you know, have a student fare or whatever, you know, you pay a yearly fee for the semester and it takes you right from the North Campus downtown. And so then all of a sudden there will be people downtown, and then we wouldn't hear restaurants saying, like, well, there's no foot traffic down here, so we have to close up our doors. If something like that were to happen, you were to tell me, like, hey, we talked to everybody, and like half the students said they're going to buy this card and go downtown and enjoy themselves instead of, you know, go wherever here in Amherst. Okay, like, then, you know, it starts to make sense to me. At the end of the day, though, they're still just kind of talking about it, and there's nothing, no real teeth to back it up. You know who I want to see in Hamburg talk about? Developers.
Yes.
People who run a business that have experience making, whether it's a Pro Football Hall of Fame or, you know, maybe the flag football is going to the Olympics show. Maybe we can do the Flag Football Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Right here in Hamburg at the mall site or something like that. Can I hear from people who would actually have the ability to do any of this? Where are they?
Yeah.
Because without them, all this is we're talking, we're having a great time. Yeah, wouldn't that be good? We all feel good at the end of the day. But what did we really accomplish? I don't think anything.
No. No. I mean, like you said, I could sit here and talk about, hey, maybe building, you know, apartments and condos around like they did in Gwinnett for when the Braves moved out of downtown into the suburbs. But at the end of the day, it's talk, talk, talk. Yeah, the people that actually have put a plan in place, and, you know, Brian, the people with the money would also be nice to have at these meetings. You know, then maybe you have some hope. But you have to also remember, there was back in the day, the reason that stadiums were put out in the middle of nowhere is because they were in the middle of nowhere. Isn't that funny? But now it's like, how can we make the stadium a year-round destination?
Yeah.
There was a time where that was the hope. Like, there's nothing else here. Cars for miles, place to tailgate. Now it's like, how do we enhance the game day experience, but also make people want to be here 365 days?
That is kind of funny. You know, to me, it is all like the, it's all like the Japanese train station, Joe. Like, you've got to get away from the talk, and I'm like married to this idea. I know our opinion of politicians is not very high.
No.
But at the end of the day, like, the way the system is supposed to work is we have elected these people to make decisions for us.
Yeah.
So instead of, and, you know, I'm not saying this isn't happening. I would hope it's happening, a lot of it behind closed doors. But instead of a big, you know, thing to, hey, what does everybody want to see? Like, and put all these grand ideas. This is where people get in trouble, too. You put a grand idea in somebody's head, and then people say, like, oh, great, this is going to happen. Like, think of the, you know, not Topgolf, but kind of like Topgolf that was going to go right there. Like, wow, oh, my gosh, I can't believe. And then you have, like, all the reporters who just came here out of, you know, Syracuse or whatever university, never been to Buffalo before. They're like, wow, they're going to build. And, you know, everyone who's lived here for all their life are like, yeah, okay, just watch. You wait and see what's happening. You're new here. I don't think you understand how it works. That's not happening.
Actually, I think it was called Not Top Golf.
Like, you'll find out soon enough, or maybe you won't. You'll be on to your next city or whatever. Right. Like, we get it. But to talk to not just a bunch of people and put a bunch of ideas in everyone's head, but maybe just grab together like five or six people who might actually be interested in building and have the means to happen. Hey, what do you think you could build here?
Yeah.
And all right, let's say, would you really be interested in? Say, like, we could work out a deal to make this happen, and then you're the elected official who we all, you know, put in to make those decisions.
Done. Yeah.
So that we all didn't have to go to a meeting on Tuesday night and tell you again, like, what we think. No, like, it's good. Hey, I voted for you. Whatever you think, man. Like, no, like, you go ahead. And if I don't like it, well, you know, it's all of our fault. You'll be out.
Well, you know, speaking of developers and people that might have some money, Doug Jamal might have a few extra million laying around if the Boulevard thing falls through, which it sounds like it really might. He might be out of that project. Maybe he takes that the money in that plan to Orchard Park. To Hamburg, sorry.
Might sound like a lot of that money isn't there to begin with. I don't know about that. But
someone said, if you guys had seen downtown in the 60s, yeah, I've seen the pictures. I've seen the side-by-side. I follow a lot of these, you know, Buffalo pages on Facebook because, you know, I pretend to be a history nerd, but I'm really not. I just like to look at the side-by-side pictures. And yeah, I mean, it's... A lot of stuff that's not there anymore. And you know what? I could take that same picture from 2015 and show you a lot of stuff that's not there anymore. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, hey, hope to see something happening.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Norm.
R.I.P. Norm. You counted in the ABC at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. You said they said Norm four times and only George twice.
Yeah.
He's Norm.
How do you think he feels about that?
I'm sure he's okay. He benefited very well, I'm sure, off being Norm.
It's true. I would have changed my name.
To Norm?
Yeah. It's like, all right, you know what? I see where this is going.
Yeah. Just like...
let's go all in.
You know, hopefully no time soon, but when Victor from Young and the Restless passes away, I mean, that guy's been Victor for 40-some years. He's Victor. He's Victor and the guy who went down with the Titanic. I don't even know his real name.
He's got to be that guy.
Yeah.
Well, we'll both be back here tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with us. We got David up next on WBEN.